So right now in your own practice, you're seeing a patient with several positive nodes, not eligible for study, in good health, 40s, 50s, 60-year-olds. What are the options that you're going to present to the patient and recommendations that you're likely to make off study?
For that type of patient, the usual options that I would discuss with the patient would include TAC, dose-dense sequential AC, followed by paclitaxel given every 2 weeks, or AC followed by weekly paclitaxel. I would say that when I describe the options to the patients and the toxicity profiles and the duration of therapy, many choose the dose-dense every two-week approach for 8 cycles because of the shorter duration of therapy and the generally more favorable toxicity profile.
And we've seen nationally in our patterns of care studies that by far that is the most common regimen being used right now in the United States in this situation. Just out of curiosity, and of course this is being looked at in a trial right now, in lower risk patients, do you ever use dose-dense AC every 2 weeks without a taxane?
In my own personal practice, yes, I do that, even though we don't really have efficacy data suggesting that that approach is superior to AC given every 3 weeks. However, we do have pretty substantial long-term safety data suggesting that that approach is, in the short term, maybe safer, and in the long term also appears to be safe. And it gets the treatment done sooner. So for that reason, I think it represents a reasonable approach to the management of a relatively low-risk patient. Now,